malnutrition prevalence, causes, and effects on immune function. Malnutrition is an imbalance of nutrients or stores compared to physiological requirements. The imbalance may arise due to reduced intake, absorption, or utilization of either macronutrients or micronutrients. Key point: the traditional understanding of malnutrition focuses on the results of chronic inadequate intake of nutrients, leading to severe weight loss, altered immune system function, and other effects. This is sometimes referred to as undernutrition. It may also be called protein energy malnutrition, PM. However, obesity is a major concern both in the US and globally, and it can also alter immune responses and outcomes. Thus, it is important to consider the effects of malnutrition in both cases. Malnutrition that leads to individuals being overweight or obese may be called overnutrition. Malnutrition, specifically undernutrition, is more common in elderly persons than in non-elderly persons, and undernutrition is the more prevalent form of malnutrition in the elderly population. Undernutrition is also more common among the institutionalized, some ethnic minorities, and those of lower socioeconomic status. The prevalence of undernutrition may be even higher for elderly individuals in LTC facilities than for those in non-LTC facility settings. Reports indicate that undernutrition may occur in as much as 37% of the population in LTC facilities. Potential causes for malnutrition in the elderly include the following: those that limit the desire to eat, changes in the oral cavity, including tooth loss, diminished saliva production, difficulty chewing, difficulty swallowing, dysphagia, decreased taste sensation, loss of appetite, decrease in gastric secretion due to aging, hindering digestion of protein, absorption of iron, vitamin B12, calcium, and folic acid. Other causes: impaired cognition, depression, medication side effects. Key point: it is important to note that malnutrition may develop in individuals who are otherwise in normal to marginal nutritional status due to a variety of causes, such as hospitalization and illness. This may be partially driven by the immune system triggering the rapid release of nutrient stores within the body to enable and enhance repair or recovery. Failure to correct this issue may impair overall recovery. Both undernutrition and overnutrition can affect immune system function, and they may do so in unique ways. We will examine how these impacts occur next. Impact of undernutrition. Undernutrition is most heavily associated with impaired immune function manifested by a decrease in cell-mediated immunity. The primary cells of cell-mediated immunity are the T lymphocytes that recognize and destroy human cells infected with microorganisms. This function is important for the destruction and elimination of infecting microorganisms, example, viruses, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, some parasites, and fungi that are able to survive within the host cells where they are hidden from antibody action. This is not to say that undernutrition cannot affect other areas of the immune system. These effects may occur across humoral response, alter phagocytosis, and present systemically as well. The effects arise late in the undernutrition process under normal circumstances like simple starvation, marasmus, as the body can adapt to conserve lean body mass, including protein stores. When they arise as a result of protein malnutrition or malnutrition due to critical illness or infection, the effects can develop early and rapidly. Illnesses that lead to PM or specific nutrient deficiencies may occur across many different types of pathogens. Most bacteria and many viruses are capable of causing these issues, as are some fungi and systemic parasitic infections. Key point: clinical signs of impaired immunity may be subtle or difficult to interpret and may be driven by many factors unrelated to nutrient intake. However, PEM or specific nutrient deficiency does increase the likelihood that individuals will suffer increased incidence and/or severity of infection in most cases. Impact of overnutrition. Overnutrition or obesity impacts morbidity and mortality rates worldwide. Recent evidence indicates that obesity may also alter immune function and increase the risk of infection, hindering recovery. Typical concerns surrounding obesity focus on certain chronic conditions, such as cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, some forms of cancer, and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Obese individuals have been found to have a chronic but low degree of inflammation. Research suggests that this obesity-associated inflammation is directly tied to the initiation of these other chronic conditions. However, studies have shown that innate and adaptive immune functions also appear to be affected by obesity. This has been observed through apparent increased risk of acute illness, with epidemiological data indicating that obese individuals are more likely to be impacted by infections than individuals who are of normal weight. The pathophysiology driving these observations is not formally understood. Studies have shown specific immunological alterations, although the exact mechanisms of the altered responses are yet to be determined. Among the response alterations that have been observed is reduced immune response to some vaccinations, which may necessitate overweight individuals to receive more frequent vaccine boosters. Key point: the logical solution to addressing immune issues caused by overnutrition is to encourage weight loss over time. This solution may be the best treatment route for many chronic conditions associated with obesity. However, when considering a resident who is suffering from illness due to infection by a pathogen, the best route becomes less clear. Weight loss has not been shown to benefit obese individuals who are acutely ill, and, as mentioned elsewhere, the body uses increased amounts of nutrients while fighting and recovering from infections. Ultimately, the goal should be providing adequate and appropriate levels of nutrition, which will result in improved ability of the body to fight infection. In this context, weight loss may be a long-term goal while recovery from infection is the short-term goal. When both goals are unresolved, the short-term goal is the focus of immediate treatment and care until the resident has recovered. Specific nutrients and strategies for LTC facilities. The association between nutrition or nutrients and immune function is complex and difficult to concisely summarize. Dietary provision of energy, protein, and micronutrients may work synergistically to support and modulate the immune response. Dietary components can positively affect immune function by correcting a deficiency or producing a pharmacologic effect. This is especially complex when associating individual nutrients and disease outcomes. While some research has shown that deficiencies of some nutrients may lead to increased virulence for some pathogens, other infections may be less severe in an undernourished resident, such as a parasitic infection, which may suffer due to competition with the host for limited nutrients. Other pathogens appear to not be influenced at all by nutrition state. Any supposed or indicated association between a specific nutrient and immune system function or recovery from illness must be carefully considered, especially with reference to ongoing infections, even when there is an identified nutrient deficiency that is otherwise addressable. For example, some infections such as tuberculosis may become worse if the individual is subject to nutrient repletion. Iron supplementation may enhance the proliferation of some microorganisms. However, from a preventive standpoint, it still is valuable to understand the role and purpose of some specific nutrients. Understanding the benefits that may be derived from these, along with IP coordination with the nutrition staff, may lead to enhanced overall health for the LTC facility resident population from a long-term perspective. Some important nutrients and their functions are described in Exhibit 2-1. Exhibit 2-1. Nutrients and their functions in the human body. Nutrient considerations in LTC. In efforts to counteract immune function decline that occurs naturally in most elderly persons, adequate nutrition and supplementation may be valuable tools. It remains unclear as to which nutrients, in which form, and at what quantity should be augmented. Some studies have shown specific benefits. One study showed that 200 mg per day of vitamin E improved the immune function of elderly persons, who in general have decreased immunity. That leads to the conclusion that supplementation of vitamin E in elderly persons may reduce their risk of respiratory infections and influenza. However, similar benefits, decreased incidence of infection-related illness, have been observed through use of a complete multivitamin mineral supplement. Other observed benefits include that dietary sources of other nutrients, like selenium, can help maintain positive dietary status in elderly persons. Vitamin D supplements have been recommended to reduce the risk of falls and fractures. Key point: as many of these vitamins are available through multiple sources, such as food, specific vitamin supplements, daily multivitamin mineral supplements, and even the sun, there are multiple potential paths that can be taken to ensure that residents are receiving proper nutrients. Further research is needed to confirm the type and amount of micronutrient supplementation that is optimal for immune function in elderly individuals. Ultimately, the best option is likely to vary from resident to resident. For example, Relying predominantly on food sources for zinc may be suboptimal for a resident who does not consume animal-based foods and products. Until additional research is available, many researchers contend that a moderate dose, complete multivitamin mineral supplement may be of benefit.